A little after 8 each morning, Principal Alina Iglesias bounces from the drive-through drop-off outside school to the hallway where students gather to go to class at Palm Lakes Elementary in Hialeah.
Line up, line up, get ready to go. I multitask, you'll see.
Depending on the help she gets from parent volunteers, Iglesias punches in as a security guard, a hall monitor, and a clerk all before the first bell rings. She says this cooperative spirit should be part of any principal's job description. Here, though, it ramped up in the lean years since the recession, especially during back-to-school season.
If I need to get a weed whacker, we get a weed whacker and we all weed whack, you know? We're getting ready to open schools. We all need to clean windows, scrub floors. Everybody pitches in.
Like most of the country, Florida's property taxes are a driving force behind school funding. When the housing crisis hit, the total value of the property that generates those taxes dropped by almost half. Cuts to school board budgets followed suit. The Miami-Dade District cut more than half the positions in its central office. It eliminated assistant principals and librarians and cut hours for custodians.
The choice came down to what would do the least harm to the classroom.
Karen Revo sits on a committee of parents and community members that advises Miami-Dade's school board on budget issues.
But at some point, we had to go into the classroom.
Those cuts hit school supplies and increased class sizes for electives like business and art.
We sat around and we would look at each other and just sigh sometime.
5 years ago, Florida teachers took a hit when the legislature cut public employee salaries to help cover pension costs. Ron Steiger says here in Miami, the district has responded by trying to steer new funding back into teacher pay.
There's no question that even though we've done that, it is more difficult to be a public school employee now than it was 8 years ago financially.
Steiger is the school district's chief budget officer. He says state funding for education has rebounded alongside recovering property values. But that recovery hasn't been enough to undo cuts made during the recession. Take school buses. In districts where students used to get a ride from a mile and a half away, the new cutoff might be 2 miles.
2 miles for a fourth grader is not a short walk.
Ruth Melton is with the Florida School Boards Association. Statewide, public school enrollment is up significantly, but Melton says a number of programs are serving more students with less money than before the recession.
Florida tends to be among the first states that will feel a recession, and we also tend to be among the last states to emerge from it.
This time around, tax cuts have limited state revenues even as the economy has recovered. Nick Alvarez is an analyst with the Center for Budget and Policy Priorities in D.C. Even as school funding has been restored bit by bit, he says Florida is one of more than 30 states that spend less on education now than they did before the recession.
Unfortunately, that is the new normal in too many places.
Palm Lakes principal Alina Iglesias says the new normal has some benefits, too. Cuts in Miami-Dade have forced the district to become more efficient. Lights and air conditioning no longer stay on during vacations just for spring cleaning. But those changes can only go so far. The woman who runs her school's computer system now does tech support for 2 schools.
It all gets done, right, Sherry?
Yes.
That long pause? It would be nice, she says, to go back to 1 school. I'm Rowan Moore-Garrity in Miami.